Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Mixes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fondi moves to second. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fondi scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is hit by the pitch. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Irvin moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Howie Pollitt now pitching. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller strikes out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockman strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Fondi moves to second. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Serena reaches second base with a double. Jackson moves to third. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich pinch hits for Howie Pollitt. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Jackson scores. Serena moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Giants. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fondi hits a line drive into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Larry Jansen now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Kiner scores. Sauer moves to third. It's 5-3, Giants. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Serena hits a line drive towards third. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Sauer is chasing the ball. Irvin rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown strikes out. 1 out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first, with Lown covering, for the out. 1 out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a pop-up towards short. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner strikes out. 1 out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fondi moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Giants. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Roy Smalley now playing shortstop. Eddie Mixes now playing second base. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Irvin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Irvin reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Irvin scores. 2 outs. It's 8-6, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Turk Lown. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-4 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fondi hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to third. Baumholtz moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cavaretta scores. Baumholtz moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-7, Giants. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 7. The Giants will come to bat. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Westrum hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Giants. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer. Wilhelm reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilhelm moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilhelm scores. Lockman moves to second. It's 10-7, Giants. Duke Simpson now pitching. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Simpson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockman moves to third. Dark moves to second. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockman scores. Dark moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-7, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Dark scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-7, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.